Now let's come back to chapter 36, and we see King Hezekiah and the invasions of Sennacherib, king of Assyria. Now, there are actually three great sections here in this second division. We have Hezekiah and Assyria. That's 36 and 37. Then we have Hezekiah and Aboil, 38, and Hezekiah and Babylon, chapter 39. Now let me read verse 1. Here we have, "Now it came to pass in the 14th year of King Hezekiah that Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came up against all the defense cities of Judah, and he took them." Now, we have been through here a section beginning way back with Jotham, and we had Ahaz, now Hezekiah. And it began with the death of Uzziah. So now we've come to Hezekiah, who probably was one of the five great kings of Judah, because revival came in their time. Asa, Jehoshaphat, Joash, Hezekiah, and Josiah. And we have looked at this over in Chronicles especially. And we find that Hezekiah actually was a great king. Hezekiah began to reign when he was 5 and 20 years old, and he reigned 9 and 20 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Abijah, the daughter of Zechariah, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that David his father had done. Now that's 2 Chronicles 29:1-2. Now we have a picture here that Sennacherib, and he was king of Assyria, he came down like a flood from the north. He had taken every nation along the way, and flushed with victory, now he comes to Jerusalem, and of course expects it to fall as the others had. And this man, Hezekiah, was naturally frightened. And very frankly, although a good king, and a revival came in his reign, he was, I think, a weak king because he attempted to stave off the invasion of Jerusalem by bribing Sennacherib. We're told that back in 2 Kings. Hezekiah stripped the gold and the silver from the temple to meet the exorbitant demands of the king of Assyria. And it was no use because the army of Assyria was outside the gates of Jerusalem now. And what he had paid didn't help at all. You know, that's not something new. Our nation, since World War II, has followed a very weak policy. We have used the almighty dollar to buy friends throughout the world. And friends, we don't have many friends today. You don't buy them that way. The problem is that the real friend that Hezekiah had to finally turn to, we haven't yet learned to turn to, and of course that's the Lord. Now verse 2, "And the king of Assyria sent Rabshakeh from Lachish to Jerusalem unto King Hezekiah with a great army. He stood by the conduit of the upper pool in the highway of the fuller's field." Now Rabshakeh, the general, came down, and he's parked outside the gates of Jerusalem. And he is attempting now to put fear in the heart of Hezekiah and the people of Jerusalem so that they would surrender.